East Coast Breakfast.
You know you get only in South Africa, but then you also get only in Durban.
Yes.
And for me, sometimes it's only in Westbrook.
And only in KZN.
Only in KZN.
Yes.
Only in KZN. So I saw this on the Westbrook Community Group yesterday. I'm going to paraphrase for you. It says, guys, just please be on the lookout for what is now a super cool big male monkey because he's got a pair of prescription sunglasses.
Yeah?
He's got... I went out to my balcony for a second and he grabbed them off my face. And he ran off.
No ways.
So you're looking for big male vervet monkey in Westbrook that is too cool for school.
Who's got glasses?
Prescription. Sunglasses.
Jeez. Yeah, that is one of the most KZN things you'll ever hear.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Where else do you hear that? So we asked on our Facebook page, what is a uniquely KZN struggle that only people living here will truly understand? It exploded. Guys, mm-hmm. You can still contribute on our Facebook. We've got Vineshri Pillay here. She says, and I agree with you, Vineshri. My favorite thing about Durban is if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We get four seasons in one day.
Correct.
She says, but it's basically the best to stay in Durban, despite the water sausages. Right?
Shortages.
You sure it's not sausages?
No, it's not water sausages.
Okay,
no.
Water shortages.
Yes.
Maybe she lives next to the nudist beach. No, the water shortages and the power cuts lately. Just some random electrical faults. I wouldn't go anywhere else. Our Durban weather is amazing. Yeah. Flashy, I agree.
Facts. We got another one here from Denzel who says one of the most uniquely KZN things is that no one knows how double lane traffic circles work.
You know this, right? Because we travel. We travel a lot. And then suddenly when we're driving around in next to Gariep Dam,
yeah,
or when we're driving in Valcom,
yes,
or when we're driving in Funabail, or when we're driving around in Polokwane,
yeah, everyone knows.
And
that
we encounter a traffic circle. Yes. Everyone knows. It's only here
in KZN.
What went wrong?
I have no clue. I am one of them, by the way.
You're one of those.
Yeah, I just say walk, go through. Bro.
You just go.
Yeah, even if it's go through.
You just close your eyes and just go. Hope for the best.
First.
What is a uniquely KZN struggle that only people living in KZN truly understand?
Good morning, James. For me, the most KZN thing, and it's I moved to KZN 6 years ago. I'd never moved back to where I moved from. However, the most KZN thing for me is that we have the most rudest, polite drivers ever. They will push in front of you, but then say thank you. In the Beninging, that was just my ultimate. But apparently we get used to it, and now I'm probably one of them. Have a great day, guys.
A uniquely KZN struggle that we have is that every time someone comes to South Africa as a for concerts and stuff, like singers and stuff, not only do we have to pay the expensive prices for their tickets, we also have to pay the expensive prices for plane tickets to go see them.
Preach.
Yeah, because they never come here, bro.
Justin Bieber went to Cape Town and
Johannesburg, One Direction. Can name quite a few. So on Facebook, we got Ali Halstead here saying, uniquely KZN struggle when your milk is left out for 5.7 seconds and goes off because of the heat.
Yeah.
This is a thing.
That's KZN. Yeah.
Sure?
I drink my coffee black.
Damn, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we got Renee here saying the sun always shines in the week, but come weekends, 1% or 10% chance of precipitation is actual fact 100%. Monday, best weather ever, move like breezes, sun-kissed sun, and the best day for outdoor activities. So our best day for outdoor activities is on Monday, except for the weekend.
Yeah, Mondays are the most beautiful days after a weekend of rain. And like, so we should actually, that's why I'm, when we run for office, Sky, we must make Monday the new Sunday.
Showcase.
That's what we'll do. It'll be our leisure day. So we've got Penny from Umbilu. Good morning, Penny. What's a uniquely KZN struggle?
You know what, Darren? How are you guys?
We're good. We're sharing.
The uniquely thing I struggle is when you have to budget for your own groceries and when you have to budget for the monkey's groceries. Because when you leave that bloody window open, all the fruit was gone.
Penny, why don't you get the net? You know you get that mesh. You get the mesh netting so you can leave your windows open for fresh air, but then the monkeys can't come in.
Hey, you know these monkeys are too clever, hey?
Yeah.
These monkeys are too clever.
They find a gap, hey. Penny, we don't want to expose anyone, but are you living close to someone who feeds the monkeys?
Oh, no. some, the, okay, no, I don't want to say this about Van Lieber, but I'm going to say it anyway. You just leave those things there and you see a pack of them and you're like, oh my God, this old man is still in a game.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, Penny. Oh,
yeah, excuse.
Okay, thanks. Enjoy your day, guys.
You too, Penny. No, only in KZN, bro.
Yeah, no, we got Kiasha from Chatsworth. Talk to us, Kiasha, the most uniquely KZN struggle.
Good morning, Darren and Sky. Yo, every single week when I go shopping, it's the rudest cashiers ever. They don't even greet you. You go to the till with a whole trolley of things, and then there'll be like plastic. And I'm thinking, no, it's fine. I'll just carry all the stuff.
Do you know, I think Yasha, they're upset because they know that you're just going to let the vervet monkeys take your food anyway. That's what's happening.
Hey, and then you have the security guards. They'll be like x-ray vision, checking your slip, and literally looking at everything, not noticing anything. Yeah. But you'll have to wait there like 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah. I know where you're shopping.
My biggest struggle coming from Joburg is finding a lot of slow-moving drivers on the fast lane and a lot of fast-driving drivers on the slow lane.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the slow lane is meant for fast drivers and the fast lane is meant for slow drivers. I think it's those people who are used to 2-liter vehicles, who used to drive on the fast lane when petrol was cheap. Now petrol is so expensive. They used to drive on the fast lane and yet they're trying to save petrol. Mm. Oh man, it's a huge struggle.
No, I feel you. I feel you. And the biggest mistake is that we call it the fast lane. It isn't the fast lane. It's the overtake lane. If we stop calling it the fast lane, then you'll just get out of it. It's the overtaking lane. If someone's behind you, it doesn't matter. You could be traveling 175 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
If someone's come up behind you,
hopefully
they
not,
are faster.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't, hypothetically.
Yes.
They're faster and they would like to overtake. Get out the way. You're in the overtake lane.
Yeah.
Don't be a policeman. Don't police that lane.
Showcase.
This and this will bring so much joy back to our people.
So, Roger on Facebook is saying TV and laptops stop working because the humidity is on steroids.
This is quite right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't know this. What do you mean, yeah, up a highway? You don't know our struggle. Every year we have to service all of our air conditioners on the beach.
I stay in Swampy Westville now, bro.
Swampy Westville?
Yeah, it's like it's in the middle. It's like it's hot and humid. Yeah.
Okay, you're sharing the pain.
Natasha says when the right... Okay, maybe you can help me with this, bro. Yeah. When the right Kashmiri masala is out of stock, that's a hard one. Ish.
Yeah, we have... and they're all at the same time. So you have your one spice place that you go to, you have your backup spice, you have your third, and then they all run out of the Kashmiri masala at the same time.
Kashmiri masala,
and it's not fair. Some of you must keep your backup on the Kashmiri masala, please. I can't go a whole week without a Kashmiri masala curry. Come on, guys.
Sure. Okay. Well, Kiveshni from Lelusha apparently moved here 10 years ago, and there's something you are struggling with in KZN.
Signal. Kiveshni's struggling with...
Oh, that's great.
All right, so you know what it was for me? But what I was really, really struggling with in KZN is I moved down like 15 years ago, right? And I've now lived here longer than I've lived anywhere else. So I'm now truly 100% bona fide KZN.
Yes.
And it was the first time a cockroach flew. When the cockroach took to the air... And I realized that they fly as well. I was finished.
Did you need to go back?
I was finished. No, I nearly left the land.
Sure.
I nearly went to Ireland where they have less insects and no snakes whatsoever.
Yeah.
But thank goodness I got through that. And then we had cockroach competitions that you lost.
Yes, I did lose.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.